sometimes in the conversation or observations of various people in the New Testament, we see an observation in context, which is meant to address that context. But like so much of Holy Scripture, it's a truth for all time and for all people. It's certainly a truth for New Testament people, for followers and lovers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm talking about the great declaration of John the Baptist in John 3:30. He must increase, but I must decrease. That kind of truth terminates more comprehensively and maybe more beautifully in a verse like Galatians 2:20 when Paul says, "Not I, but Christ," so that our life is totally lost in the death, burial, resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. So much so that in Colossians 3, Paul says the believer is actually seated with Christ, enthroned with Christ in the heavenlies. But this is the place where it starts, not only the understanding, but the embracing and the celebrating of the self-denial, the self-renunciation, which is required of all disciples, of all who would follow Jesus. The great principle is less of me and more of Jesus. There may be many ways we would measure our progress in that aspect of sanctification. It may be when we find ourselves refusing opportunities which we really desire, but we understand would be dishonoring to Him. I'm Ronnie Stevens, and this is Rampart. Join us at rampartpublications.com.